This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, what a great sound after the weekend. College basketball down to the Sweet 16. We had a buzzer beater last night. And I'm looking at the odds here, but not for the NCAA tournament, Hugh. I'm looking for the odds at the bracket of Hughes. As we went through our full first round last week, we will continue moving forward in our bracket of Hughes shortly here in this month of March as we go to early April. But the odds are out.
What the odds?
Well, the odds on who is going to win the bracket of Hugh Douglas this year, still the favorite after the first round, and by a pretty sizable amount here, is, of course, the number one overall seed, plant-based Hugh, a favorite, minus 110.
Wow.
But one of the ones that's getting a lot of action right now is at plus 200, 2-1.
Who making these odds, man?
Me. Tongue-tied, Hugh. Tongue-tied.
Those. I can't even get it out there.
Y'all funny.
Those are the two favorites right now. Minus 110 plant-based, 2-1, tongue-tied, Hugh. Were you wondering about any sleepers, Kyle? I can give you the odds on a sleeper. Yeah, teams that made it through the first weekend of this NCAA tournament here in the Hugh Douglas region.
All right, so I'm wondering where Songbird is after this weekend.
Songbird,
it's coming on pretty strong.
Yeah, started out as an 11, took down Vaseline Hugh, which really surprised most people.
Yeah, that was tough. Vaseline was a good one.
And slather Vaseline on me.
That's crazy.
You can still get Songbird at 35-1. So the odd makers are still not believing Songbird can make a huge run in this, but 35-1 on Songbird. I would watch out, guys, though, for Gassy Hugh, who got a lot of play last week.
Got a lot of run.
Yeah.
Poor you, man.
Y'all funny.
20-1, Gassy Hugh to take down the whole tournament. You know what? I might put $10 on Gassy Hugh right now.
That he was going to stay there.
That was not.
$10 to win 200 on Gassy Hugh? I might do that. But plant-based Hugh remains your number one in the rankings, number one in the odds, and tongue-tied Hugh coming in at 2-1. Now, here's the question. What was the word you pronounced perfectly this morning?
Malleable. I see you keep trying to get me pronounced.
The more chance he gets at it, the more likely he is to
screw
it up.
I'm just wondering if Hugh pronouncing malleable perfectly the first time hurts the case of tongue-tied Hugh. It's almost like an injury to the star player.
Is that right? I didn't think about it like that.
Well, I think it hurts. I think it leads to an upset this week.
That is detrimental to their long-term success.
Yeah, all right. 215-592-9494. I have enjoyed the NCAA tournament. I know a lot of people have been complaining there's been no upsets. I guess the Cinderella is no longer a thing.
The first few days were kind of weak in terms of the games.
They were.
Yesterday was really good.
Yesterday was good. I also realized, and Rhea, when off-air, she was saying this to us, I think I just enjoyed watching basketball for a few days.
Real basketball?
Because the Sixers have been so bad, I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, man. Because when she said it, it made me think about it.
It hit me. That's what it is.
Because professional basketball is just like all over the place. When, you know, you talk about the Sixers here and everything that's going on, it's like, it's not a watchable product right now. It really isn't.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I even turn on the Sixers games or pay attention to anything is just to see if they've lost and to see if, Grimes is trying to ruin things and then the tank and all that and look at the standings. I mean, when was the last time you sat down to watch a Sixers game in full, like, because you cared?
Like front to back?
The beginning of the season.
Maybe even not since last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's how bad it's been. So I think that's part of the reason I've enjoyed first 4 days of the NCAA tournament.
You're not big on George Niang? Barking at Quentin Grimes.
He was just telling me this.
He was like, if Maxie was here, you would be in the corner.
I mean,
if Joel Embiid was here,
who does George Niang think he is? What are you doing?
I mean,
yeah, that was kind of hard. That was
George, you're
hard.
Not relevant enough to trash talk like that. You play for the Hawks.
He's an out of shape Hawk. Right, yeah, I mean, what are you talking about? I don't know. I mean, that's part of why the NBA stinks right now. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing to come out of that game is George Niang barking at the Sixers.
By the way, that just reminded me what just happened there with you. There's a potential top seed in next year's bracket, and that's High Volume Hugh. His phone goes off on the air every day. It's literally every day.
And I cut the sound down every time, and it comes right back.
So I have to bring everyone inside on this. And when we go live on YouTube, you guys are going to see this. So there's a moment that happens, I'd say, once a day on this show where Hugh's volume on his phone will go off. I'll try to keep us on the rails as if no one's paying attention to the noise. And Kyle will stare at you like a parent staring at their kid as the kid is about to do something wrong.
And it's the absolute dirtiest look that you can give. You know, and I try to act like I don't see it, but
you look so guilty.
You know what it's like? It's like the kid trying to sneak into the cookie jar to get another cookie, and the mom is just watching with like a side eye.
We are so dysfunctional.
And the kid notices the mom noticed them. You know, I didn't do anything. It wasn't me.
The unfortunate thing about us going live Thursday is that everybody is going to get to see all of this.
Yeah, look at the behind the scenes.
They get to see me. Let me see. Brush that bald spot again, right there.
It's not working.
It probably worked, man. I'm gonna get these hair care products.
All right,
this week.
I said I'm giving Topper a month and a half. Then you know, if this team isn't playing well, hot seat. You know, seriously, it's time to move on to get a new manager. How long are you giving the cul-de-sac before you realize the combing isn't maybe doing its?
Well, it's just how bad. It all depends on how bad it looks.
Sure.
You know, because right now, I normally wear a hat when I'm outside. Only reason I don't have one on now is because, you know, we're trying to present for these Tubi movies that I'm going to potentially do after we blow up.
So wait a second.
Come Thursday.
Wait a second.
Are you using us as a launching point for your Tubi?
Yeah, you picked up on that too.
Why not? I'm just saying. We're
this
about
is
to,
the second time.
Well, I'm taking y'all with me.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're abandoning.
We are all inclusive.
Mm. What are we going to play?
We'll figure it out.
Hey, we need some random white guys. So, put them in the back.
So I had to take my hat off so people, you know, to see the facial features.
Oh,
you know. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We're about to take this thing to the next
this
level,
This is the second
man.
Time. First, you use this show to platform yourself for a college football coaching job.
No, listen.
And now acting.
Listen. I'm taking us all. We are about to go to the top because
I doubt you're taking us with you.
No, listen.
You're
going to
forget about us.
I never do that.
You're going to dump us as quickly.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. Come Thursday, when we this thing we about to do,
that is
kind of annoying. We about to do numbers. We about to do some serious numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Come Thursday. Thursday, right?
I believe it's Thursday.
Yeah. Where is
it? Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Should Rob Thompson enter the season on the hot seat? I believe he should. And I feel like way more people today have been saying yes than I expected. I thought there'd be, because we had a poll up at the end of the Philly season last year, Hugh, when the Phillies got knocked out by the Mets. We had a poll, we did a show that day. Should Rob Thompson, do you want him back as the manager next year? And 64% said yes that day.
Yes.
But right now, 50% are saying they want him on the hot seat. Nothing's changed.
Are we at 50 now?
It's about 50-50, yeah.
Hold on. We at 50. I got 20 minutes.
No, I think it's still 40.
We can do this.
It's 50.5% yes.
Wait a minute. Now we're doing 50. We're doing the 0.5.
Well, yes. that on your phone, it rounds up. On the desktop, fine. You can see the decimals.
So it's close to 50-50. You still lost. The bottom line is...
Come on, people. We got 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
This isn't a competition.
He's campaigning.
I know.
For the poll.
Hey, listen,
come on, people.
We're about to go into a new era of radio. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to get these numbers. We about to blow... Dude, we about to start doing movies and stuff. I'm telling y'all. We going to the next level. Thursday.
Well, no one knows no movies.
It is. Philly's a great spot for somebody's going to put us in a movie here in Philadelphia.
You
doing
might
what
be
we
in a movie
do.
Because you
we come, y'all coming with, and we're family. Dysfunctional.
We can't act.
Family nonetheless. You act up every day. We act every day. Act the fool.
Yeah, but this is the real thing.
This is not the real thing. This is sports, and we all are emotional. Just like perfect example. Right now, everybody wants to fire Topper.
Well, no, I just want him on the hot seat. I want him to sit down and know
everybody
we're on
wants to fire Topper,
and
he ain't played.
I want
us
he's just
butt
on the clock.
Not a damn baseball game been played yet.
Hot butt, not
by
fired.
By
hot
the way,
butt.
He was lost ground in this poll since he called for people to start voting his way.
Because they're contrarians out there. They're contrarians.
Oh, and they're not paying attention. We forgot that.
Like, you know what?
Yeah, they don't know what
they was like, you know what it is? There was that time I was laughing. Or he laughed so much. I'm going to make him pay.
This guy's giggling too much. All right. Let's get back to the phones on Topper. And you could weigh in on Goddard as well. Elliot thinks the Eagles could cut Goddard outright if they can't find a trade partner. And then we'll get to this audio here, which is startling.
I can't wait for everyone to hear this.
Audio of Hugh Douglas before he got to Philadelphia. What the stunt he pulled on the air, unbelievable. Cowboy Jim up on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
All right, before I get to my Phillies talk, which no one's really going to care, I'd like to respond to the 4 hours of Cowboy talk on Friday.
Four hours? No, that wasn't Cowboy talk. I was trading for a pass rusher.
We're trying to get Micah Parsons.
Hugh, you would understand this. It would be sad to lose Micah Parsons, but it's kind of like a relationship. You know, you break up, and you're sad and depressed, but then eventually someone comes sauntering towards you, and you forget your problems, and you forget your ex. So there's plenty of good edge rushers in the draft, so we'll be just fine.
Hold on a second. Are you resigned to losing Micah Parsons at this point? Has it gotten that bad?
I like how you said sauntering.
Yes, right.
So you're resigned to losing him. You realize it's going to happen.
Listen, for Micah Parsons, I want Landon Dickerson, or I want Jalen Carter. I want first and second round picks, kind of like the Herschel Walker deal.
You'll take a first and a two and a four, and you'll like it.
I don't even want them anyway.
I'll take Landon Dickerson or Jalen Carter.
You're not getting either of those players, and you know that.
And by the way, Hugh, I saw you play in your last high school game at Mansfield Senior High. You didn't show up. You're barely on the field. You picked your spot. You weren't grinding it out, and you spent too much time on your podcast.
And you knew then that this guy was trouble.
That was crazy.
That was a wild call. I saw him in high school.
Okay? I don't even remember my last high school game. This was like, 30 years ago?
I agree with that guy. Yeah. He was a jerk at when he played Archbishop Wood.
One thing before we get to Jim's Phillies point. Here's a question. When you were a senior in high school, had you already committed to Central State? When did you commit?
Well, I did.
So did
you take your foot off?
That's what I was going to ask. Were you checked out, Douglas, or did you dominate?
No, I think I was still playing.
Okay. Did you play well?
I think I did.
Okay. I'm going to look at some articles from the local newspaper. Man, Jim, what do you got for us?
Way back in the day.
Oh, well. But wait a second. The Hughes bracket, how does farting Hugh beat out sellout Hugh? I mean, did he sell out? Yes. Did he fart? No.
Don't pretend.
I didn't fart, but you know what, Jim, to be honest, it did sound like it.
If it wasn't
me and I knew it was me, I would say I farted. But
did
I
you
did.
Sell out?
That heel's going. Yes, I didn't sell out. She was sauntering. She was a saunterer. And she had on them black leather pants.
And Kyle asked Dustin, who hates me.
Brown. You know, she had Dustin, chocolate skin. Chocolate.
Well, as for my Phillies
talk. She had a pretty smile, too.
See, this is
relax over there, horny Hugh.
I'm just saying,
total sellout.
Man, anybody, if she presented to you like that, anybody would have took the bottle and didn't care who it came from.
I'm not
from.
A sellout, so
if it came from the devil himself, you'd be like, hey, thank you, Mr. Devil. she was awesome. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm working with her tomorrow. You want me to say something to her tomorrow?
No,
I'm okay.
No,
okay. I'm okay. Well, you know, Hugh made the all-time Ohio high school football team. They put one together.
I did.
All-time.
I didn't even know.
I mean, it'd be nice if they reached out.
Yeah, told me.
I'm just looking at a list. I mean, this is a who's who.
I got to get a T-shirt.
You ready for this team? Staubach, Larry Zonka, Chris Carter, Travis Kelce, Orlando Pace, Darren Deere. I mean, you got Hall of Famers everywhere.
Seriously?
Alan Page, Hugh Douglas as the defensive ends, all time. Jack Lambert at linebacker, and Chris Spielman and Luke Kuechly. Charles Woodson, Marshawn Lattimore, Antoine Winfield. This is a heck of a team.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
So you must have tried your senior year. You must have not
packed it in. That was a try hard.
Yeah, you couldn't have packed it in and made that team. All right, go ahead, Jim. What do you got in the Phillies?
Well, it was just his last game that he just didn't grind it out. Anyway, with the Phillies, listen, 81-81.
Oh, stop.
Same team. They're just like the Sixers. They've just got a bunch of names for people to fill up the stadium, spend their money, waste their money.
If they go 81-81, the manager's out of here by midseason.
You know what that actually sounds more like? The Cowboys.
It does, yeah.
Oh, we get back to Cowboy talk again, just like Friday for 4 hours?
You're literally Cowboy Jim.
That's right.
How are we not going to mention the Cowboys?
All right, that's enough, Jim. All right, we appreciate the phone call. I always remember having to let Jim go before he lets us go. It's really, I feel better when I hang up on him.
Yeah, I did realize I don't care about his Phillies opinion.
Oh, we didn't get that?
No.
Oh, that's okay. I thought he said 81 and 81.
No. I'm saying
I don't care. You know what's something I do care about? The audio we uncovered. All right, so, Hugh, you've told the story many times on the air that when you were in Atlanta, you got in trouble for cooking bacon while on the air?
Yes, got in trouble. It was during the pandemic.
Right.
And guys were upset. My producers were upset because I can't imagine why. At home. I mean, it's understandable now, but at the time, I was like, I didn't understand why they were so upset.
So when you've told the story, I always imagine like it was like in the background, a noise, and then it turned out to be the bacon.
Yes.
Well, we were able to actually uncover the audio. We found the audio. They dug it up for us down in Atlanta. Here is what it was and sounded like 5 years ago when Hugh, doing shows from home during the pandemic, cooked bacon literally on the radio.
Still no, because it's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like
you immediately learn musical taste.
Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
What?
Hugh Douglas. What the hell, man?
Is that bacon?
Yeah, it is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
But you can hear that? Wait a minute, let me just
Hugh Douglas, it's a microphone!
Wait a minute, just let me turn this last piece of bacon, man. Let me turn this bacon and then we can...
No, go ahead, Hugh. We'll wait for you.
We can just wait for you here.
It's okay.
Okay, it's turned. Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, they were hot.
I can understand
like,
why.
Abe was thoroughly upset with me. Abe gave me an earful once we got out the air. I did not understand at the time why he was so upset. But now, as I look back on the situation,
sure.
I get it.
Now, here's my question.
It's so loud.
Did you realize what it sounded like to the audience? Mm. Or did you just think it was like a light sound?
I thought it was a light sound.
Yeah.
Because this is what I did.
But you can hear that?
I found out the best way to cook bacon and to make it flat, not so crinkly. Put a little bit of water in the pan.
Yeah, that works, yeah.
And you put a little top on it and let it cook. When the water evaporates, the bacon's a little bit flatter.
Sure. Right?
So it was kind of the water and the bacon. But, yeah, I didn't know they heard it. And they were upset. And I got a phone call. I was like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, we're in a pandemic. We're in a pandemic. And it was explained to me, like, you know, your coworkers, they have to still go to work.
Yeah.
And it was like a ghost town. And you're at home.
Cooking bacon. Well, you're rubbing it in everyone's face. And you could work from home.
I mean, I didn't look at it like that.
But here's my question: logistically, were you set up?
Damn good bacon.
You had like a Comrex, right? Like
it was a Comrex.
There were these. It's like a little box where you almost replicate a radio thing, and you plug a microphone and you're connected. Well, some people here have them if someone has to work from home or whatever. Hugh, did you have the Comrex in the kitchen?
Well, I had one of the Bobby Brown microphones, like, you know, with the My Prerogative, where they had the whole thing, the one that picks up everything, smaller one, right?
Yeah.
So I was cooking the bacon, and normally when I would cook, because that ain't the first time I cook bacon, that's just the first time they heard me cook bacon.
Oh, so you've been on this behavior for a while.
Man, listen, let me tell you. During the pandemic, we worked from 6 to 10, right? I would get up at 5:55, you know, turn the Comrex on, let it heat up a little bit. Yeah. And, you know, walk around. Like, it was just me. I'd be in my birthday suit, so I go cook me some bacon.
Hold on.
Yeah. I'm at home.
I know, but radio is theater of the mind. I mean, your audience
I'm just giving you some theatrics.
I know, that is theatrics. So your audience had to listen to a naked Hugh Douglas
naked
make
Hugh
bacon.
Naked Hugh Douglas. I was in there cooking bacon.
No, because it's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like,
you immediately learn musical taste.
Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
No,
Hugh
bacon,
Douglas.
No.
What the hell, man?
Is that bacon?
Yeah, it is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
And you see that?
You
that it
that?
Is bacon.
Wait a minute, let me just.
Hugh
it.
Douglas.
Abe was the most upset because he likes bacon a lot.
He didn't have any.
You could tell because Orrin was more perplexed. Abe was hot. Abe was hot for real.
Was he the Hugh Damn Douglas?
Yes. No, that was Orrin. Hugh Damn Douglas was Orrin. That's my frat brother. But Abe. Abe gave me an earful that day. And I'm just looking. And if you see Abe is not. Abe.
Oh, I met him when we were in Atlanta.
Yeah, Abe is Mr. Abe. There's nothing that Abe doesn't know. Let Abe tell it. So, yeah, Abe was hot. Abe was hot.
I imagine Kyle would be just as hot if we were you from home
Abe
to make
was,
it bacon.
Abe was furious.
But you can hear that?
So good.
It was good, too. Because it was like, you know, you cooked a whole pack of bacon because it's bacon. So, cooked the whole pack. And boy, I tell you, it was tasty.
It sounds like the mic pot. Is set up right next to the pan.
No, it was the kind, you know, with the kind. And I was just sitting over the kitchen. I'm
cooking. And it's sizzling hard,
yeah,
man.
It was, yeah.
Like
it was,
when you tell the story, in my head, I'm envisioning like, you know, if you really focus in, you can sort of hear it in the background.
Yeah,
and somebody maybe called you into their office or something or on Zoom for the pandemic. And they're like, hey, Hugh, like, you know, you can't do that on the air.
No, you were like, cooking on the
this
air.
This was a spectacle.
Yeah, I was cooking. It was good, too. And you know what?
Now
I want bacon. I want bacon.
You know what the funniest part is? You came here, you got the Hatfield endorsement. It was the most natural endorsement ever.
I mean, that's why they
cooked bacon on the radio.
Look at God. God was looking out for me with that one. As a matter of fact, I need some more bacon, man. I'm out. Yeah. I need some bacon.
And at the end, you're like, just let me finish.
I know.
Let me turn this
no
last
remorse.
Piece.
No remorse. Hold on. Just let me. I gotta just finish this last piece, and then I'll be done. No more.
We were in a pandemic. I was doing pandemic stuff. Like everybody was doing what everybody
you
else
really,
was doing.
So you took it to the degree.
No, because I don't know how it was for y'all, but station-wide, all over all the stations, when they said we can't go to work, I don't know how it was for y'all.
So we all came to work, but nobody else, like none of the salespeople. And then we had that adjacent studio. If you don't know what it looks like in here, Hugh and I are in a studio, and then Kyle's behind glass in his own room. And then there's another room over there that usually Rhea is in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we did it here is when there were shows with multiple people, like afternoon when it was Marks and Reese.
Everybody was in their own studio.
Yeah,
own
so
studio.
It was kind of like you were safe because you were alone.
Man, listen, they told us to stay home. And being in
you
Georgia.
You took that literally.
No, listen, and being in Georgia, it was a lot of, y'all don't know this, but it was a lot of pushback for that. And it was like being an I Am Legend. Like when you would go out, because you know, if you had to go out every now and then to go to the grocery store and stuff, nobody was in the stores. And they took all, I'm pretty sure it was like that up here, they took all the toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They took all the toilet paper. Man, it was wild. It was wild. So,
yeah, it was 5 years ago right now,
bacon.
Yeah.
So I got all the bacon I could get, you know, just chilling at the crib, cooking.
On the air.
I just can't get over how loud it is.
Yeah.
It's roaring.
Was not happy. And then, you know what?
You could have turned down your mic.
And then, you know what? Shortly after that, everybody had to come back to work.
You blew it for everyone?
Oh,
for
everybody. Everybody had to come back to work.
They must have had some group chats. Like, you know, it's Hugh Douglas' fault.
Ain't no telling the names they called me.
Oh, I could think of some. All right, the final tally here. And then once it is final during the show, it is final.
Yes.
Are you putting Rob Thompson on the hot seat to start the season? Yes or no? 51% yes, 49% no.
I had a good showing. That wasn't bad. It wasn't where I wanted to be.
It's another moral victory.
I know.
what else do I have at this point?
Take the L's and accept the losses. That's all.
It wasn't a bad showing, though.
I'm surprised it was this close. I mean, people were split on this today. I do wonder what the reaction is going to be to Topper as this season gets going. If they start off great, people. I actually, this lineup thing is going to be the pivot point to how we talk about Topper the entire season. If it works, it's going to be like, wow, Topper tried something that a lot of people were unsure of, and he upset the apple cart, and it worked. Look, you know, Turner was better, and Schwarber was just as good, and everyone was happy 5 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now. And if it doesn't work, and Turner struggles anyway, and Schwarber's got to readjust every time going from 1 to 4, and Bryce is annoyed that he's not batting third, it's a risk by Topper.
Yeah, it is, but you can't. If you're all in on trying to do what's best for the team, then I think you have to be all in with everything. Even if you have to move around and make adjustments that might make you a little uncomfortable.
I agree with that part. I hope the players are. It sounds like right now everyone's on board. We shall see when they come north and play some games starting on Thursday against the Washington Nationals. Opening day Thursday, Wheeler on the mound. And we'll find more out about the finale of this roster in the next couple days. It does sound like, though, Strom's going to be okay even though we had the zipper situation today.
That's weird.
Well, it's because you don't
still trying
use,
to figure it out.
Yeah, you don't use zippers as often as everybody else.
Yeah, that's true. But how could the zipper? It's the middle finger for me.
So if it was a finger, you could kind of guess.
It's like because it's specific. And when I look at my hand, I'm like, okay, how is the zipper in the suitcase affecting? Like, how does that get affected zipping up the suitcase?
I mean, I need Matt Strom to go on record and tell everyone how he hurt his middle finger closing up his suitcase.
That I just think it's kind of, well, it's odd.
I'm not saying that Phillies are lying, but sometimes when you hear about weird injuries, there's more to it than they tell you. They kind of come up with a nice...
Wait a minute, what was the baseball player? What happened? He got, I can't remember the story, but somebody got hurt and it was a weird story.
Every time it's a weird story, I always think, like, did he really hurt himself that way, or did they just kind of say that to cover up the real story? I don't know. Well, hopefully Strom's okay, and he's good to go on opening day. All right, you guys have a great rest of your Monday. We're back tomorrow with, I'm sure, a lot more nonsense as we get ready for opening day on Thursday with the Phillies and Astros. Any what do you got? We got going on today? Any more practices or dental appointments?
Oh, no dental appointments. No dental appointments today. Just probably go home and... Go get me some bacon.
Bacon for you. What a shock there. All right, you guys.
But you can hear that?
Yeah, we can. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.